Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. It's 11 o'clock on Sunday night, July 26, 2115. And I'm broadcasting here on a beautiful Sunday night from my bright red desk with cats that have been fed, but we'll see if they behave themselves. It is, after all, 11 o'clock, so maybe they'll be sleeping somewhere. And what we do here on the Weekly Weather is we talk about what's happening in the week ahead. And, of course, last week was kind of rocking and rolling. We had the two signs changing, Sun and Mercury changing into Leo. And as they did, they triggered the eclipse from March, March 20th. And then on the weekend, we had Venus stationing to go retrograde. We had Mars squaring Uranus, which, of course, contributed a whole bunch of crazy. And then we had Uranus stationing to go retrograde until Christmas. Venus is stationing to go retrograde till mid-September. So it was a lot of activity last week. And we are, this week, another big week. I'm kind of looking forward to the time when I can say, hey, it's going to be boring. You guys can have a nice, quiet week. This week's going to be big, too. So I can't say that this week, but maybe next week. Not next week either. But this week, next week, you know, it's kind of a lot of excitement. So the reason this week is exciting is Saturn is stationing. And, of course, when the big guy stops, we all notice. It's kind of like that old E.F. Hutton ad where everybody turns and listens, you know. And so Saturn is stopping in the sky, and even though Pluto's been getting a lot of news because we flew by him and we saw he had a heart and we saw he had mountains and we thought he has water, methane water. I didn't really quite get that. I have to go read my stuff. But we now are going to have Saturn stopping. Now, we know, of course, planets don't stop. And we know, of course, it's an optical illusion here on Earth. They appear to stop, like when you're driving in a car, and then they appear to go backwards. In this case, Saturn is stopping, and he's going forwards. Okay, so he's going back to where he was on December 8th, 2014, and what was going on then around Christmas time. And he's just going to pause in the sky, and he stations on Sunday the 2nd. And so that means the 5 days before, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, we feel the slowdown. We feel the stop. Now, this is, of course, the last stop he's going to make in Scorpio for 29 years. So he's got some stuff to say, right? And whenever an outer planet stops, anybody from Jupiter, actually, whenever any planet stops, but outer planets seem to be the ones we notice more. Whenever a planet stops, we tend to have a story come to life, and it asks us to go back. Now, this happens to be the second to last degree of Scorpio. It's 2830 that Saturn is stationing on, and then he's going to go back to 29, and then he's going to go into Sag in September, and he's done. But the station represents for us, for each of us, an opportunity to go back and look at stuff. Now, simultaneously, Uranus and Venus went retrograde last week, so they're taking us on a backward walk as Saturn turns and says, okay, I'm ready to go forward now. So it's like a swirl of energy, you know, when there's like this giant fume. I was out on Fire Island this week, and they had this thing, which I'm sure many of you know about, called Sharknado. It's a tornado that picks the sharks up, and then they land on Earth, and they eat people and stuff. And so think of it as our very own Sharknado, only it's a Saturnado, okay? And as Saturn stops and the tornado plume ends, he's going to land on Earth, chomp, 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 and he's going to come along, and he's going to chat with you, and he's going to say, okay, since October of 2012, we've been working on some stuff. And actually, if I take you back to 1983-84, if you're old enough, you were working on stuff back then, too, and we're finishing that chapter up. And so what is your final answer? Kind of like that millionaire, you know, and you don't have any lifelines left, you can't call anybody, you know, you're out, you're on your own. You got to answer this one with the big guy this week, okay? And when that happens, our job, of course, Saturn is always about personal responsibility and karmic responsibility, you know, what we're here energetically to learn our lesson of. Now, I happen to have Saturn in Scorpio, so I have deep affinity for this guy when he's in Scorpio. And I truly appreciate what I've been learning, the since 2012. And I know that this week is big for me because he's stopping at the last degree and he's aspecting quite a few things in my chart. Our job when he stops is to kind of sit quietly, even though it's a Saturnado, kind of like a Sharknado, a Saturn in a tornado, okay? Sit quietly and kind of go in. And not to be afraid, but to sit and kind of mull over what you've learned, what your lessons are so far, what you've learned in this journey. And also this last week, a lot of times people were really seeing it wasn't about them. It was about the partner, or it was about them, but how they're mirrored, they mirrored partner's issues, or partner zero's partner's issues mirrored theirs and reflected this perfect storm, so to speak, of, or Saturnado, of, I kind of like that actually, this perfect Saturnado of what do you know and why do you know it, and now that you know it, what are you going to do about it, okay? And Saturn, of course, when he sits us down, you know, he's not always an easy guy, but, you know, he's clean in his lines, meaning he delivers what you've earned, right? And he delivers what you need to learn and pay attention to. And he asks us to, put on our big girl panties or our big boy panties and, kind of slide up to the ring and talk to him and not be afraid, you know, and really just do an honest assessment. You know, I have a very good friend who's in a program, and she had a situation, and one of the things that, you know, when I watched her handle it, that she did. She sat down and she did some serious reflection on her own stuff and the situation with the person and what had happened, and really kind of, you know, I mean, I thought she was a little hard on herself, but she was very clear, you know, I have to own my responsibility in this area because I ducked, or I didn't maybe handle it the way I should have. Maybe there was a different way I could have taken, a different approach I could have taken. And that's really what Saturn wants us to do. He doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us to understand that a lot of times the choices that we make that we're maybe a little ashamed of or a little afraid of or a little anxious about are tied to very old issues in our past life from karma that we carry forward, in the way we were raised as a child, in the story that we were, the stuff we were told as a kid that we don't really question. And I have found myself the last 2 weeks, when people say stuff, I just kind of reflect it back with a slight twist or a slight sideways lighting or a slight rephrase, and they go, wow, that's profound. I mean, I had one woman who was a half an hour. She must have said that was profound like 5 or 6 times. And I'm not saying I'm not profound, but I'm really not that profound. What it was she was really getting the lessons of her Saturn. She was really understanding what Saturn was asking of her. So this week, as Saturn slows to a stop, trust me, he's going to get excited, because what's going to happen right before he slows to a stop, Venus, of course, is going backwards. She's going to slip into Leo and square him. And, of course, Venus in Leo is what our heart wants, and she squares Saturn in Scorpio, who says, I don't know about that. Have you earned it? Are you worth it? What's your value? Who are you, anyway? So Saturn in Scorpio really is, he's going to be talking to us this week. And then once he stations and he goes direct on Saturday, it is full steam ahead, 90 miles an hour to Sagittarius. And trust me, it's going to fly. I mean, I can't believe it's already the end of July anyway. But when he goes forward and it's his last station in the sign, he just is like, he's so done with Scorpio. He's just like, I am so done with Scorpio. 29 years can't go fast and long, slow enough for me to have to do this again. And he's ready to get back into Sag and ready to start doing the planning and to work on the plans that you started January, February, March, before he paused in March and said, we didn't finish that up. So the story between Christmas, when Saturn was at 28, 29, December 28th to December 29th, or December 8th to December 23rd. And, of course, that was when Brian Williams renewed his contract for $50 million and then had his little fibbing thing and then got reinstated, but not on the air and other places. So we should have a Brian Williams story this week because that was part of his stuff. Think of what was going on for you at Christmas. It'll be back. Last week was the eclipse. This week is Christmas. And our job with Saturn is to really honor the lesson we are supposed to be learning. And you don't have to be perfect at it, and you don't have to get it 100% right. You can get a C, and a C is perfectly adequate. You can even get a D, and a D is adequate. One of the women, we had a crystal party here today, which involved Adrian bringing thousands of crystals to my house and everybody playing with them. And Joanne started telling a story that she had a dream that she had been mean to somebody, and so she was getting a C because she'd been mean. And she goes, and I don't even like the woman, you know. And so listen to your dreams, active dreams. Listen to what people say to you. Because trust me, Saturn will be delivering messages from the people around you. And they will say things, and you will go, oh, there's my Saturn. And then pay attention to the stories surfacing in your life that ties back to Christmas and that ties back to where your chart wants to merge deeply, Scorpio, but is a feared Saturn, where it wants to be consumed with passion, Scorpio, but it has a little anxiety, Saturn. It has a bit of shame, Saturn, about its passions and desires, Scorpio. Just kind of keep doing those words, right? Scorpio words, Saturn words. Put them together. That's the week. Now, it's not a hard week in the sense of the aspects are reasonably smooth and flowing. You know, we've got the Sun in Leo. We've got Mercury in Leo. Venus is going back into Leo. She had a little stint in Virgo, but she's going back into Leo. She is going to square Saturn, so she's going to have a little spat with him. But she's also really just trying to get you to get clear on what you want. And then the moons are reasonably nice. There is a full moon this week. And the full moon's Sabian symbols are a geisha girl or something weird like that. I was kind of like, what is that about? And marionette figures or something. So the full moon takes us back to February, or actually January of 2014, when the sun was in Aquarius and the moon was in Aquarius. So it's beautifully gowned wax figures is one of the images, and then the other is a Bolshevik propagandist. So we can anticipate Snowden will be in the news too. Or that we'll be hearing some kind of news out of Russia, because that whenever that image is activated, it tends to kick up. Mercury went over the world axis, stimulating it this week, so we can expect some kind of important information. Venus is on Regulus retrograde, but she's still on the Regulus, the King Star, so she's asking us to work and act with honor. She's going to move backwards and square Saturn. Jupiter is coming forward to square Saturn, so that's a very back-and-forth kind of energy because Jupiter wants us to expand and Saturn wants us to contract. And so there's a part of us that really wants it, and there's another part of us that goes, oh, I'm so afraid. So we kind of watch that back-and-forth energy kind of flying there. Mars is coming up to trine Saturn. You know, last week he was arguing with Uranus, and they were having a nice little fight over the weekend. But this week he trines Saturn, and he says, okay, all right, I'm ready to go forward. And, of course, Mars is still in Cancer, so every time the moon changes, we get a new kind of action in the world. And you've been hopefully paying attention to those moon changes over the last few months. Last month or so, while Mars has been in Cancer, he's just got another 6 or 7 degrees to go, and then he's done. So this week, let's talk about the moons, because they're nice. Sagittarius moon on Monday the 27th, and it goes void with a trine to Jupiter at 9:37 in the morning Tuesday. It's void most of Tuesday till 2:47. It goes into Capi on Tuesday the 28th. It's in Capricorn Tuesday afternoon, evening, all day Wednesday, and Thursday to 2:50 p.m. when it goes void with a sextile to Saturn. So think about that. Moon in Capricorn, the first one, the fun is easy. Moon in Sag, trine Jupiter in Leo, play, party, have a good time, chipper, chipper, happy, happy. Capy moon, a little more serious, but it's a sextile to Saturn, so it's a working aspect. It really wants us to work, and it wants us to be serious. It wants us to understand, and because the moon's in Cap, it takes it back to Saturn in Scorpio. So it's a very intense few days, and of course the Mars is answering to the moon in Cap. So it's a serious Mars, exalted, wanting to get things accomplished. So it's a good day to get things accomplished, especially around financial matters or around money matters because it's Scorpio, or also around the issue of whatever Saturn is bringing to your plate and asking you to work with this week. Then the moon is void on Thursday afternoon from 2:50 until it enters Aquarius at 5:40 p.m. It's in Aquarius Thursday night and all day Friday. And then Saturday it goes void at 6:02 p.m., and it goes void with an opposition to Venus. So even though it's an Aquarius moon opposite Venus, that's usually not that bad. Sometimes you spend more money than you mean to, or sometimes, you know, the nurturing principle is not working with the desire principle. But generally the two nicer planets, moon and Venus, when they're arguing, it's usually not that bad. But because this is also kind of coupled with a Saturn station, and because the moon is in Leo, you know, arguing with Saturn, and Venus, of course, then is going to be in Aquarius arguing with Saturn, it does form what's called a T-square, so it could be a little more dynamic than we might think normally. So that's kind of a little more argumentative energy, and that's really mainly on Saturday. Then the moon goes into Pisces Saturday night at 6:36 p.m., and it's in Pisces Saturday night, Sunday, and it goes void at 4:35 Monday afternoon with a trine to Saturn, so that's nice. So nice closing aspects, although the Venus-Moon opposition does square Saturn, forms a T-square, so it's a little more dynamic than that opposition normally is. And if you think about the moon in Aquarius saying, gee, what do I really want? And detaching, because Moon in Aquarius detaches and gets a little chilly, gets a little cold, stands back. It's an audience. Aquarius is an audience sign, likes to watch, a little voyeuristic. So it's going to be watching Venus and Saturn have a little bit of a struggle. And it's going to be standing there with its arms crossed because Moon's in Aquarius answering to Saturn too. So it's kind of like, you know, Dad's fighting with the teenage girl, Venus, and Mom's standing there with her arms crossed. Right, so just watch for that energy. A little parental dynamic might be a little unpleasant, but because we're working with Saturn station simultaneously, we do know that it's really our own internal struggle. Remember, the people who are in your life are transits in your chart. So, you know, look around. Say, okay, where's the young, supple, beautiful Venus and Leo going backwards? Who's that? What's that energy? And then Saturn and Scorpio, where's the control issue around power and money and how I get to control you and own you or merge with you, possess you passionately, you know, jump all over your bones? Scorpio, right? And then Aquarius moon, which is, I didn't know about that. Let's just see what happens here. A little detached, little February moon. Think of how wane the sun is in February. And it's just weak, you know, it's just, at least in the northern hemisphere. Southern people go, no, it's not, it's hot. But for us up north, we go, yeah, it's kind of a pale sun. And so it's a pale new moon back in February of 2014. And now we have the full moon of it, okay? So honoring that and saying, okay, let me understand what that Aquarius new moon meant as I work with the full moon this summer. Now, the other thing with Venus going retrograde and back into stuff, we talked a bit about her last week and the retrograde journey that she's under till September. And there are some really interesting and pretty excellent articles. People have been posting and sending them to me and stuff. A lot about what the heart's desire is and pursuing that path, but also pursuing it with a consciousness because of the Virgo station. Because Venus stationed in Virgo, it's got a service-oriented energy to her. And she's also stationing on Regulus, which, of course, everybody got all excited when Regulus left Leo after 2,500 years and went into Virgo, because now suddenly the common person is king, or that's the premise behind it. There are no kings anymore. Everybody, Virgo, the regular people get to be the king. We all can have our soy latte with a little shot of espresso and some cream and maybe a little caramel sauce. We can custom. So Venus in Virgo kind of says, what's really important? And she kind of pauses. And of course, Virgo makes, you know, Virgo isn't always got a lot of money because she's busy working and she saves it. So Venus in Virgo also sometimes can feel a little tight. So if you notice this week, you might have felt a little bit pinched in funds. Because Venus kind of goes, well, really, what's the value? And suddenly there were more bills than you had money for. She goes back into Leo, okay, but right now she's really asking you to consider where you're spending your stuff, why you're spending it, what you're spending it on, and what's your value, right? Because Venus in Virgo is about value. Then this week when she goes backwards into Leo, on Friday morning, she then comes right into the square to Saturn, right? And she squares him next week, but she's approaching the square. And, you know, they're both at 28, 29. It's very close. So even though Saturn has stopped and Venus is moving towards him, that 2 degrees is pretty big. And it's also she's moving slow because she just stationed. And he's moving slow because he just stationed. And you know those slow motion things, you know, where you really get to see. There was a time back when I was younger and I took tennis lessons and I had this video thing that I would watch on my television and it would, you know, the little dots would light up and it would show you like what the perfect form was and you were supposed to watch the thing and it would help your tennis game improve. I have to say it did help my, those things in the front of the net where you whack them and you get killer shots. I was really good at those. Didn't necessarily help my backhand much. But you watch the dots, and as you watched it, you would imagine yourself swinging the ball and doing it. So as Venus goes in slow motion to Saturn, and Saturn goes in slow motion to Venus, we're really going to be working with value issues. What's the value? You're going to hear people say, I don't know that I'm valued. I need to be valued more. I don't think they value me. I want a raise. I want a whatever. There's a whole energy around the price, the value, the purpose, and how is it served or not served by these energies. So it's going to be a fun week. And, of course, the full moon is in the day of Venus and the hour of Venus. So that full moon is pretty big, too. That's for the East Coast at 6:43 in the morning. But it's a splash chart, planets all over the place, doing lots of talking, a lot of conversations going on up there in the heavens. There's a mystic rectangle, which really talks to us about our spiritual path. There's a couple of grand trines, fire trines. There's some grand trines in water trines. So the grand trine with Mars, Saturn, and Chiron. There's a grand trine in fire with Uranus, Mercury, and Pallas Athena. There's some Earth stuff going on up there with Pluto. He's kind of having a little bit of a confab there at 13. You know, he's kind of mulling away, chewing away on stuff, moving backwards. And he's talking to Juno about what partnerships we're going to form. So it's an interesting week because it does want us to really pay attention. And back to last week's lecture or reading or whatever this is, weekly weather, a lot of it was about what's the heart path, internal heart path, not external world, not what the world wants, not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your brother, not your boss. What do you want? You don't have to change it immediately. You do not have to quit your job tomorrow. But you do have to start acting on that heart path. You have to find a way to add more of that to your life and work on it. So when I was on Fire Island this week, there's a wonderful woman who's a fabulous masseuse. And I was like, can I have a massage, please? And she worked on my neck. Last year she worked on my arm where the crutches were after the broken foot. This year she worked on my neck and my throat chakra. And it was very interesting. I could just feel like layers of things peeling off, you know. And, of course, Scorpio is opposite Taurus. There's an axis there. So throat stuff can totally kick up with this Saturn station, okay, because he's in Scorpio opposite Taurus, the throat, and he also is opposite Admetos, which is the planet of endings. Admetos is a 29-32 Taurus. So it's a lot about ending things up, wrapping things up, saying, okay, this is done, that's done, this is done, that's done. And you may find it's a great time to really pitch stuff, throw things away, stuff that, you know, used to be of value, you're kind of finished with. It's a big departure week. Saturn stationing with Uranus stationing and Venus squaring, big leaving. Last week there was like all this stuff on Facebook about really gross things people do to pets. I don't know quite what that was. I haven't quite figured it out. Maybe Mercury on the world axis, because pets are ruled by Mercury. But it is a lot about what we value and why, and how we value it. There also are a number of quintiles in the sky. Now, what a quintile is it's a gift. And it's when you've done your homework, you've done your work. It's similar to when Harry Potter books, when Hermione had that bag of magic, and she could reach in the last book and pull out whatever she needed. We're going to have a lot of quintiles this week. So you're going to find some unexpected graces. So watch for those, too, because that's always fun when the grace comes along and says, here's a grace. And you go, wow, thanks. It's kind of like a thing that gets something done really quickly, kind of flies, and suddenly it's finished, and you're like, wow, that was easy, and I'm finished with it. Cool. So the Sun goes this week from 4 Leo to 9 Leo. Mercury goes from 8 Leo to 20 Leo. Sun doesn't make a whole bunch of aspects. He does have an inconjunct to Neptune on the 1st of August, which is often a bit of an emotional component, and he has a opposition, contraparallel by declination to Saturn on the 2nd. Which usually marks some kind of ending. Remember, the Mercury and the Sun are pretty close last week, so they were very much about, I know what I'm doing and you don't. They start to separate this week, and so they get a little bit less dogmatic in their belief systems, but it's been really fun watching Donald Trump. He's totally a combust Mercury in Leo, okay? All this stuff, I'm not going to apologize for calling you a wimp. I'm going to ban you because I don't like what you said. The guy is, like, way too thin-skinned to be the president of the United States. As Barack Obama said, it's kind of like, you know, being on whatever that show is, and everybody's Simon Cowell. You know, Donald, you're way too thin-skinned. So, anyway, Mercury zips along, and he has an aspect to Pluto. So what he's going to do this week is look to do some kind of adjusting around triangles. And so you really want to watch for that on the 30th. As he does that, he also makes some really important connections on the 31st, maybe perhaps ending things, but it can also be, you know, he kind of goes, okay, well, let's agree to disagree. Let's come up with a different way of handling it. And this on the 2nd, when he's a 20 and Uranus is a 20. So that's often, on August 2nd, that's next Sunday, often a breakthrough of information. I will be out in Albuquerque lecturing next Sunday at Catherine Boyer's house. So if you'd like to come, contact her, and she'll tell you where she lives and how to get there. And it's potluck, 5 o'clock, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then, of course, next week, Venus Star Point, last chance to register in Santa Fe from Tuesday through Friday. Venus enters Leo, like we said, she's going backwards. And she squares Admetos on the 2nd, which often marks a permanent ending of something that you love. Okay, big week for endings. Make sure you tell people that you know you love them. When you see them go, when you see them leave, say, I love you, I love you, goodbye, I love you. Mars squares Eris, the goddess of discord, on the 29th. I don't know how it can get more discordant out there, but let's just see what Mars and Eris stir up. The two of them are fighting, and they're fighting right on the world axis, so it could be a nice big old fight on the 29th. Mars sesquiquadrates Neptune on the 30th. And it kicks up a dream energy. Then we have Saturn stationing, of course, on, and that is the biggie. That's the biggie for the week. Health aspects can be up on the 29th, because Astraea is squaring the nodes of fate. So make sure you handle health matters promptly. And Pluto is contra-parallel Pallas on the 30th. That's a tricky one. You're not going to see it until it happens to you. When it happens to you and you see it, you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't supposed to see it until right then when you saw it. That makes sense? No points for pain this week, folks. Be kind to yourself. And I will catch you all next week, broadcasting from Albuquerque. Woohoo! And take care. Have a wonderful week. This is Ann Ortlieb signing off. Bye-bye.